Good morning, everyone. Acts chapter 12. Now, about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them. Now, this is the grandson of Herod the Great, and at times they would be persecuted, meaning the kings would not always be looked at with favor upon the Roman Empire based on how they were managing their kingdom. And, you know, the people that they reported to wouldn't want to hear about all kinds of problems all the time happening in the region that they were governing. So sometimes what they did in order to have things go smoother is they would appease the Jewish people who had a larger presence, because then they had less problems in their province. So that's what happened here. Is he's going alongside with Jewish pressure to persecute people of the church just to appease the Jews. And he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. So there we have it. James, you know, one of the apostles, the brother of John the apostle, is put to death with a sword, is killed. You know, we have seen Stephen be martyred, but now we see one of the apostles martyred. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. And, you know, this very well, without an act of God, could have been the fate of Peter at this time. Now, Peter also is going to be martyred. And by the way, isn't that, I hope this builds your faith to see that these men, including Peter and Paul, who later will be killed, they all continued to serve Jesus all the way to their death, and they were even killed for being followers of Jesus. And yet there's not a record of any of these eyewitnesses who saw Jesus die and rise, come back from the dead. There's never a case in the records of history where these men denied the Christ, where they said, oh, somehow we made it up, somehow it wasn't true. Oh, save my life, don't kill me if I confess that, you know, I don't follow Jesus, or somehow we made up this story about him. No, they were all willing to be killed all the way to their death in order to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Hallelujah. That should build our faith when we take it in. So they arrested Peter. Now, it was during the days of unleavened bread. So this was during the Passover feast. You know, Passover started on one day, but then there was a week-long feast that happened after that. And, you know, this would be commemorating Jesus' death and resurrection. I mean, that's what we do now. It'd be interesting to know whether in the first century, whether they were getting together to commemorate the death and resurrection of Jesus. They were used to celebrating, you know, Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You know, now that has become a Christian memorial that we remember, we don't really know how much they acknowledged that on a yearly basis, immediately recognizing the death and resurrection of Jesus during the early church here. When he had seized him, they seized Peter, he put him in prison, delivering him to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. I think he was planning on killing him. He said to bring him out before the people, you know, like they brought out Jesus and hung him. It seems to me they just killed James, the brother of John, that this is going to be Peter's fate too. And on the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, this is incredible, the story here. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. So he's bound by soldiers in prison, then he has guards outside the prison door, and behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell, and he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Imagine this. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, this is the angel, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and continued to follow, and he did not know what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened for them by itself. God is doing a miracle, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Wow. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting, that is his death." And when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark. So this is John Mark, who now comes on the scene and ends up being someone that spends a lot of time with Barnabas and with Paul. And he ends up also being someone who knew Peter well, and he wrote the gospel according to Mark, which we believe is largely an account of Peter's life experience with Jesus when Mark wrote that gospel. But this is now an introduction to John Mark. He was not one of the first apostles, or, you know, he was not an apostle, and then he came along now. So the mother of John, who was also called Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. So imagine this. They're all praying for Peter's safety. They're all huddled up and praying. And while they're praying, God sends an angel to Peter, gets him out of prison miraculously, opens the prison door by himself. And now Peter's going to the house while they're praying for him for safety. This is just remarkable. When he knocked at the door of the gate, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice because of her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in. She was so excited to tell them that God was answering their prayer and doing a miracle, and that Peter was at the door, and announcing that Peter was standing in front of the gate. They said to her, "You're out of your mind." They couldn't believe it, but she kept insisting that it was so. They kept saying, "It is his angel." They couldn't believe this somehow could be true. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. Hallelujah. This is a special story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this miracle. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had led him out of prison. And he said, "Report these things to James and the brethren." And then he left and went to another place. I mean, he had to get out of town because soon they're going to find out he's gone and they're going to come looking for him. So he had to leave. And now when day came, there was no small disturbance among the soldiers as to what could have become of Peter. When Herod had searched for him and had not found him, he examined the guards and ordered that they be led away to execution. The guards were killed for this. Then he went down from Judea to Caesarea and was spending time there. And this is a Caesarea that was north of Joppa on the Mediterranean Sea. Now he was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and with one accord they came to him, and having won over Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they were asking for peace because their country was fed by the king's country. Remember, there was going to be a famine in the land that Agabus said there was going to be a famine, and you know, food was scarce. And on an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. And the people kept crying out, "The voice of a god and not of a man." So they're acting like Herod is some version of God or whatever. And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, Herod, because he did not give God the glory. And he was eaten by worms and died. Wow. You know, it appears that, you know, God wanted the apostles to have at least, you know, the next, you know, 20, 30 years to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, at least most of them, and before their lives would be taken, and their lives were taken, but he didn't want them taken too soon. And in this particular case, he really protects Peter's life, getting him out of prison, because he wants Peter to live for him and write, you know, 1st and 2nd Peter and, you know, plant churches and grow the church and make sure that the gospel, you know, comes to us. And so in this case, God has Herod, who is persecuting the church, killed, And I believe it's to give the church the chance it needed to get the message out. But the word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied. Hallelujah. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their mission, taking along with them John, who was also called Mark. Well, there we have it, the miraculous escape from prison of Peter. What a special miracle in our history. The Bible is really going to shift here in the book of Acts now to covering the life of Paul. We've seen him introduced and, you know, come to faith, but now it's really going to shift from Peter to Paul. Peter's still involved, but Paul's going to become a real leader in the expansion of Christianity, and we'll pick it up with him in chapter 13 next time. God bless you all.